What's up, everybody? Thank you for listening to another episode of The Vocal Agenda. If you haven't already, you can follow our podcast page on Twitter at Agenda Vocal. And I want to thank y'all for tuning in. What's up, y'all? We back with another episode of The Vocal Agenda. You can follow me on Twitter at AskMeSucker on my personal page, and you can follow the podcast page at Agenda Vocal. And y'all tell them where they can follow y'all at.
You can follow me on Twitter under Era Sadidi Ego. That's SIDITY _ Ego.
And you can follow me on Twitter at Rich Sayso, RICHSAYSO.
All right, y'all. So, not much has been going on in the hip-hop world, but we do have a couple of topics for you. We have Twista did an interview with Hot 97. And, you know, it was a good interview, but he said something that we wanted to specifically talk about. So, basically, he has this new project on the way, and Ebro asked him, you know, I guess his thought process and whether he wanted to take the route of, like, having writers. So, basically, Twista said that he worked with a lot of writers on this new project, and that a lot of rappers, he felt like they not comfortable in their skin. And he mentioned people like Drake and Kanye, and he was like, so they pretty much like hide the fact that they ever had writers. And he said that, you know, he felt like maybe this was a good route that he could take, since everybody already know that he's been killing music, you know, for years, and that he has experience doing that. So, you know, he just wanted to experience having writers help him, you know, with the project. So, how y'all felt about that?
I only agreed to what he said because, like, he is a whole Chicago legend. Like, I used to see Twista, like, in Chicago, on the west side of Chicago, going to, everybody went to this one record store, and I used to always see him. I used to always see him on the block and everything. Like, he's a whole legend. And we do know, like, that man he wrote everything, you know what I'm saying? And I do think that later on down the line, maybe it is okay, you know what I'm saying, like, a few times to possibly have a writer, but I don't think, like, that should be what your whole artistry consists of. You get what I'm saying? Like, I don't know. I'm still iffy on it, but, I mean, with him being in the game for as long as he's been in the game, like, you know, I don't see the harm in him going a different route, you know what I'm saying, to try to think or get a new sound or something like that, versus people that come in automatically doing that and making it seem like, you know, that's perfectly fine, which in that case, okay, it's okay, but you just won't be considered a legend. You won't be considered that or MC. Right. You'll be considered, you know, just an artist, you know, a so-called rapper. I did take interest when he was like, yeah, you know, Drake has a team and Kanye. We kind of knew Kanye did, but I didn't think in the beginning he didn't. But I do think, like, maybe later on he was just kind of like, all right, I spent a whole bunch of time producing.
Right.
I do need a little help doing that. So, like, I get that. And then something interesting that he did say was also that, like, you know, you should be afraid of someone that can actually write. And on top of that, you know, can take other people, what other people wrote, and add whatever to that, like that. You know, it's a dangerous person. I do believe that. But my thing is, if more of your hits are more with people involved than your own, then that's when it becomes, like, is this person really, you know, can be considered an MC?
Mm-hmm. I can see what you mean by that.
No, hold on. Let me ask this question. So when he's talking about venturing into writers and stuff to write for him, possibly, is that for this new project that he's doing, or this will be after?
No, it's
for the new project. But he didn't say, you know,
if he was going to continue on doing it or not.
Yeah, and he didn't, like, really say that. Okay, I'm gonna just get them to write it for me. he basically was saying, like, he have these other writers in there with him who understands his rap style. Mm-hmm. So basically, he could write a line, spit it for him, and then
and they add to it. Yeah,
they add to it and like make put it in a better perspective where, okay, maybe I just created a hit.
But so this really, is somebody that's been in the game for years, though. You know what I'm saying? Like, I'm kind of okay with it. You know what I'm saying? Because it's like you've been in here for so long. You know what I'm saying? Like, your hits were really with Kanye. You know what I'm saying? Kanye West, and maybe you had somebody else too that you had your hits with, but that was years ago. So I'm kind of okay with things like this for someone that's been in the game for years versus newcomers. That's just, yeah. I'm this, I'm that, I'm a rapper, I'm an MC, I'm this, I'm that, but you don't, what's your pen looking like? Is it blue? Is it red? Right. Like,
and see, that's another thing, because like a lot of rappers talk about how different artists have, like, you know, writers in the studio with them, so, but they never like go into details as far as, you know, that writer writing everything for that person. And I feel like, you know, a lot of rappers, they may do it, but when it comes to their actual verses, like, that artist writes their own stuff. And even down with the fact that Twista said what he said, and then even to not fully jump into the Meek Mill and Drake situation when he, you know, exposed him, but with Lupe Fiasco making his whole spew on the fact that, you know, artists sometimes have writers and different things like that. Like, this is nothing new, but I think, you know, social media kind of plays a big part, because a lot of artists who are true hip-hop fans, if they, you know, even with Twista saying this, they, like you said, you still gonna be iffy about it, but a lot of people still gonna question, okay, you know, I do know that he been spitting for years, he been killing it, and now that he got writers, are they really gonna look, you know, apply that to him and look at him differently for doing this, or are they gonna brush it off but continue to jump on Drake about it because, you know, he got Quentin to help him out on a couple of songs where really he didn't write the verses. But, you know, collectively, they came up with a thought process for whatever songs he, because I think it was like 3 or 4 songs, maybe that he helped him with or whatever the case was. But, it's just, you know, it does bring up the question, will the same thing apply to Twista, even though, you know, he's been in the game this long?
No, but he's outright saying it. It's, yeah, the difference between, you know, someone kind of outright saying, like, okay, yeah, everybody knows that I used to normally write my stuff, and now I'm going in a different approach and having a team, versus someone who kind of made it seem like that everything that they've done it and nobody did nothing else for them.
Well, I won't say that, because if they did collectively help him, Drake did credit them. So that's what I'm saying. Like, they making it seem like Drake don't.
Yeah, properly, but you know what?
You know, say these things, but which artist or what artist, if they ever collectively got help with something, they'd be like, oh my gosh, y'all should really give it up for this person right here because they did this and they did that. I mean, it really is not, they don't have to do it like, you know, like that, but he did credit them. So if he's in the credits and he's still getting paid from these songs, what more exposure would you want?
Agree.
Yeah. But you know what, I don't really think they would hold Twista to the same, I don't think they'll apply it the same way, because the difference is Twista, you know, he's trying to make a comeback versus Drake is being currently hot on the charts and stuff like that. So I don't think that the same, like, they may hold it to, but the pressure is not going to be the same.
Yeah, most definitely, especially with this whole audience right now, because most of them are like pop fans, so they don't understand it.
Yeah, they're not gonna really, like, understand it, like, exactly. How a real rap head or, you know, hip hop artist would understand it. I don't know how I feel about it. I wouldn't say it's bad, because as the, you know, he has written most of his songs, especially in his early career. So I don't really look at it like, I do like that he came out and said it. Like, he just said, you know, this is what I'm doing. So it's not like he's trying to hide anything. I do like that. But I'm still on the fence about it, because it's like, okay, when now that your new album comes out, like, what did you write versus what did they write? So I'm going to look at it like, you know, what actually did you get help on? Because I'm wondering if he may be trying to say, I might need, you know, for the new age of music, if he's trying to do like a newer sound, a newer age of music, and try to fit in with the newer crowd. I'm not sure if that's why this whole ghostwriting thing, like, he's probably going to try to jump on that because of the way music has changed. I don't know.
Yeah. I mean, I think he just want to experience what it feels like to have other people in the room, you know, with the mindset and the same, you know, like, they understand your style. So with all us being on one accord, you know, let's experience it for a minute. Because I do feel like, you know, Twister, he has been in the game for a long time. And everybody knows, you know, of him. So when it comes to his music, for the young ones, they, you know, they know that, oh, he's a fast rapper. But this man really be spitting stuff when he spits. So
yeah, he's very underrated. I feel like he's not given the credit he's really deserved.
Underground-wise, he is. They love him underground-wise, but I just do feel like, you know, amongst the biggest stars, rapper-wise, I know he's not due the credit. I think that's for Chicago rappers in general. It's just the ones that make it, as you know, like, as big as Kanye and Common, you know, that's kind of really it. But, you know, everybody else is really doing something, you know, with their music.
And see, you know, he just did a song like maybe 2 years ago, 2 or 3 years ago with Jeremiah. I remember it was called Next to You. But, you know, that was a good song, which I found it kind of weird that it didn't really pop like it did, because I want to say it was a sample. I can't remember the beat right now. But, you know, the song itself, like, it felt like a summer song. So I thought that it would have been bigger than what it was. But again, in this situation, him being Twista and being out for so long, I don't see, you know, I mean, I really don't see an issue with what he want to do now. And if, like you said, this is for him to come back and, like, try to make some type of exposure or whatever the case is, then, I mean, hey, go for it. Because I feel as though if anybody come at him about this situation, he would snap right back to what he was before. And
he,
like,
did, he was telling Dre to do the same thing. Like, if they,
they feel like
you don't know how to write, you show them. But I feel like with his career, he's done enough. Like, he's done enough to prove he can. And even Drake did the same thing. He showed that he can rap. So it's just like,
I mean, but he should have, I do agree that he should have done it that way. Like, you want to sit here and say that somebody else is doing this for me. Okay, well, let me show you what I'm working with, blah, blah, blah. You know what I'm saying? And got him with that. You know, we don't know. He might have done that. You know what I'm saying? But at the same time, we would have known, like, in my eyes, because I was a huge Drake fan. Once upon a time, like, you guys would not believe it. I had posters in my college dorm room and everything. So, like, I did feel like at that time, like, okay, Drake, come on, what you waiting for? What are you waiting for? Get this man. I'm sick. I'm tired. He's talking on Twitter.
But why is he on Twitter? To be honest, though, I feel as though Drake did mention, or said it, he might not have said it the way that Twista and everybody else expected him to, but he did address it. That, okay, yeah, you exposed me, but nigga, this is what my pen working with. And I feel like even after the whole tweet exposure and all that other stuff, you know, he did, after he released, oh my God, what was the diss record before Back to Back? Was it No Static?
I'm not exactly sure.
I can't remember the name of it right
now. I can look it up.
But I do think, you know, after he dropped Back to Back, it was just like, at that point, you know, him addressing it and, you know, mentioning that he was out here, yeah, I might have had help, but nigga, I can write too. I think he did do it. He just didn't do it at the effect that Twista may have been talking about. But all in all, I don't think that much people gonna really pay that attention or, you know, say anything about Twista making that reference, because I mean, he's Twista. Like he said, everybody know what he been doing over the years, so.
Charged up.
That's what it is. I knew it had something to do with Static. It's somewhat similar. But yeah,
charged up.
He did it.
But I do believe that with him doing that, you know, I don't think I'm iffy, but you know, with him being someone that's been here for a while, I don't think that, you know, it's a problem. But at the same time, he needs to tread lightly and make sure he don't continue on doing this for the remainder of his rapping career, because that's going to kind of put like a little dent within it, you know, within his legacy, because we know you can get down. You know, we do know this. You know, I don't think it's, at times there's nothing wrong with getting some type of help, but don't just, you know, make it a crutch where you're going to continue to always do that.
Right. Which I feel like...
I don't know. I just feel like... Do like that. I don't... To me, and... I just think if I was in that position, I don't think I would... Because I would want to know that every accomplishment, award, everything I've done was based off of my skill alone. So,
I mean, but that was his point of when he was talking about with Drake. Like, he felt like that Drake is low key an actual powerhouse because of the fact that he can write. On top of him writing his own, he's able to sit there and use whatever else somebody is saying and take that and add to that. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. And making it as if it's that.
Right.
So I do think that's something that's good that you can do that. But at the same time, I do understand that, you know, you doing this yourself and you making, you write all your hits yourself and all your music and
exactly.
You got to where you've gotten. Yeah, I do get that.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Like, with me, I just feel like if it was me, I don't think I would want anyone's help, because I would want to know every, I don't care how far, if I'm 10 years in, 15, everything I do, like everything I get credit for, it is me. I just don't, you know, I don't have a problem with it as long as you have proven yourself that you can rap. As long as you've done that, then it's kind of like, okay, I can let it slide a bit. But when it's someone coming in the game, having ghostwriters saying that they're the best, that, you know, they can do this, they can do that, and then you have most of your work is from someone else, you know, writing and not really yours, then that's where I got the problem with it.
Mm-hmm. I definitely do agree. But Twista, do what you do. You know what I'm saying? I do want to hear this project. I will be waiting for this project to come out. You know, hopefully it's some summertime shy, you know, slaps. We definitely be out in the hood getting the cracking over the lakefront.
Oh yeah, definitely when it come out, I want to hear it. I want to hear what you got going on.
Yeah, I'll be checking it out too, because I always liked Twista. But it was always a great debate about who could have rapped faster, him or Busta Rhymes.
It was Twista. It was Twista. Busta Rhymes, no, he can get busy when he needs to. Don't get me wrong, but it's Twista. Twista actually held the record in the world. What's that book called? Genius, whatever, world record book.
Mm-hmm.
He actually held that. I think it was. I think it was how many syllables in a minute or something like
syllables.
That. Yeah, and he held it for like, I want to say 10, 15 years until he said somebody else did it. Mm-hmm. But other than that man. Just look at him. He rap faster than anybody. It should have been him or one of them Bone people from Bone Thugs of Harmony. What is his name? Is it Busy? Which one is it that can rap fast?
I don't even know their names. I just know Bone Thugs of Harmony.
Yeah, I don't know them by name. I just know.
Yeah, one of them can rap fast too. But but I did enjoy Twista's interview. I did enjoy that. And you got an insight of where his style came from and everything. So, like, I did like it.
Mm-hmm.
I liked it a lot. Ooh, this is a nice table.
That's what's up. So, y'all got anything else y'all want to speak on about that situation?
Me and Jack.
That's from that interview.
No, I think we touched everything, right? I feel like we touched pretty much.
All right, we'll be back with our next topic. All right, y'all. So our next topic is about Big Sean interview with Joe Budden on the Pull Up. So everybody should be aware of the whole Control verse with Kendrick and him challenging a lot of rappers out here right now, you know, basically to step they pin up. So Joe asked him a question about that situation, and he basically mentioned that, you know, him, he didn't have no beef with Kendrick, and that they had this peer relationship already that I guess people didn't know about. And he felt like, you know, every time that he would drop music, people would speculate that he was subbing Kendrick. And then eventually, the fans pretty much built this weird tension between the two of them. And Big Sean felt like, you know, whenever Kendrick dropped his heart for, dang, what's the name of that song? It was just on the tip of my tongue. But when he dropped that song, Big Sean felt like, you know, it was something going toward him. So he hit the guy up at TDE, you know, trying to figure out whether the song was about him. And they basically told him no, it wasn't. So he kind of like put it on the back burner. You know, he didn't really feed into it. He just let it ride. Until eventually he was on the plane to go do the show, whatever the case is. And he was sitting by the guy and he asked him whether he talked to Kendrick. And he was like, no, you know, but he got the number. They ended up talking. They squashed whatever tension that was built up between them. And now it's like a mutual thing. So how y'all felt about that at the time when, you know, everybody was saying maybe they was beefing? And then to hear that, how y'all felt about it?
I really think that Big Sean is very underrated. One of the few rappers that came in 2010 and has dominated. I do think that they kind of like pushed him up to the side like they did Wale as well. Mm-hmm. But during the whole thing, I didn't think that they were talking about each other. I just felt like, you know, people gonna talk what they talk. I don't have to be talking about a certain person for me to talk my stuff. You know what I'm saying? Like, I don't have to be. I can talk about what I'm seeing and that's going around, what I'm noticing. Right. I can talk about that. So I don't have to be talking about you when it comes to this. But I do agree that the fans definitely did make it seem like they were dissing each other. Mm-hmm. And that control verse that, you know, Kendrick had, he said to his stuff that it wasn't a diss. I'm just letting y'all know that I'm trying to be on top of y'all. Right, and exactly. I don't think nothing's wrong with that, you know? That shows the competitiveness that's within hip-hop. And, you know, mm-hmm. people don't like that. People feel like, oh, people should just stay in their own lanes. No, especially if I know how what my pen is capable of and what people have been saying as well. I'm going to talk myself just to talk it. I don't have to not like you to talk to talk
exactly.
stuff.
Exactly.
Right.
You know, but I do think that I like the way that they handled it, you know, mm-hmm. with them already knowing each other and things like that, for them to, hey, what's up? You talking about me? Mm-hmm. No, you talking about me? No. Oh, okay, right. Good. Exactly. That's probably all that it was, you know, and it didn't go anywhere from there. And I understood why Big Sean, you know, at that time or lately wasn't doing interviews, because that's all people were going to talk about. Mm-hmm. That's all people wanted to know about. Besides other music or what else he had going on. So I would have done the same thing and not gone on interviews after that. And it's like, for what? I wouldn't have really put out music either, because y'all gonna still think that I'm talking about the same person, in which exactly. I told y'all that I'm not.
And that's even how I can't. Even with him being in the bad headspace that he was in, just imagine if he was doing them interviews, then it really could have taken a different route.
It definitely could have. It definitely could have. That's why I just felt like, even with, you know, the other beefs that do happen where, you know, fans and make it seem like as if they're talking about somebody, and then when they do approach each other, it's like, nah, I'm not talking about you, it's not this, it's not that, and then someone going ahead and put out a diss on that person, it's like, okay, I wasn't talking about you? You said you weren't talking about me. So where did this diss come about? So right. I applaud them two men for actually doing that. Now, I did see where some people felt like, you know, Kendrick was scared of Big Sean, Big Sean was scared of Kendrick. You know, I don't think that's the case. I just don't think these two had anything to beef about.
Exactly. It's like,
what are we beefing about? Oh, you're better and I'm better? But I say this all the time. So, how can you feel offended? You know what I'm saying? If this is something that I constantly say, you know what I'm saying, all the time. So, I just feel like they really had nothing to beef about. You know... Go ahead. You were trying
to
say
something? I don't know. I listen to what you're saying. I agree with everything you're saying. That's what I'm saying, right? Because I agree with what you're saying.
Yeah. And then it was like, I did see something where people were just like, I guess, Big Sean said something before, and it was basically talking about, like, stats. You know, like, dudes with stats and this. I need to pull up exactly what was said. But they were like, oh, yeah, he's coming at Kendrick. And then Kendrick said something. I was just like, y'all making it seem like that.
But yeah, you know what? The media, they love to narrate a story that's not true.
Yeah.
They do it all the time. And that's just what it was. These two are competitive writers.
Mm-hmm.
They are great rappers, exceptional. And because they are two hardworking, can be aggressive when they want to be, top tier rappers.
Big Sean is just like, woo, I be... And that's
yeah, you know what? I feel like he's also very underrated.
Yeah, I messed with him before I had messed with Kendrick. I really was messing with Big Sean before I was messing with Kendrick. Hey, my top used to be Nicki, Drake, Big Sean. I always messed with Wayne. And I used to like Kid Cudi a lot.
Yeah, he was dope too, though.
I used to like him a lot. But, like, you know, I ain't saying, you know, nothing against Kendrick whatsoever. Like, that man needs to go. He's very, you know, versatile, just as well as, you know, everybody. I feel like Big Sean is too. You know what I'm saying? He can get on these pop records, whatever records he wants to get on, and that man can dominate him.
Right.
Mm-hmm. I just love that he's always shown Nicki her pops and gave her love. Like, he know that woman is the beast.
Yeah. And another thing that stood out in that interview, when Joe asked him about that situation, and he addressed Joe and basically told him, like, Joe was one of those people that kind of, like, caused that too.
I love when artists are able to do that.
Yeah.
Like, I really love that. Because when Nicki got on there and told that man off, it was like, no, you were starting that.
Mm-hmm.
Y'all sat on this show, and y'all decided to sit there and say this amongst your followers, the people who follow you.
Exactly.
And you spreaded that.
And what?
Yeah, you know what really got under my skin with that whole situation is I've seen other people go off on, you know, co-host and platform host and media host for the same thing, and then they get praised for it. She went out there and addressed someone that was, you know, in a way he was making fun of her and saying a lot of stuff that wasn't true,
mm-hmm.
and stuff he speculated, and then it's like, oh, she likes to start trouble. I'm sitting there like, wait a minute. So you got all these other artists out here that are defending themselves, or even they kind of go the extra mile. They wishing death on people, all that stuff, and y'all are okay with that. Oh, they only defend themselves because so-and-so said what. But then when she defends herself to him face-to-face, not going on live and complaining about something, but actually doing it to his face, then it's a problem.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. It's always a problem.
And
no matter what she
do. But y'all notice how quick he admitted it to mm-hmm. Big Sean versus Nicki. Mm-hmm. And that, when I saw that, I was like, you know, that's crazy, which we all know the double standard. But at the same viewpoint of it, Joe tried to make it seem as though, because we expect so much from Nicki because of how big she is, then she shouldn't really, I guess, put up with it.
Mm-hmm. But and listen to what people say.
The mm-hmm. same thing applies to Big Sean. Because even though he may not be as big as an artist as Nicki, but he's still a big artist. And mm-hmm. if he tells you that you was one of the people who kind of like started the fuel for that, and you just accepted it right off bat, then you already know what type person you are when it comes to your position when speaking on topics of hip hop. And I feel as though he should have just, like, he should just be 100% with himself before even speaking on anybody's hip hop situation. Because I even like when him and Charlamagne did the interview together, and Charlamagne was calling him out on certain things. And I mean, it was needed, because Joe is that type of person who feel as though he have to come at every artist and speculate certain things or give his point of view, and they supposed to just take it because of their position. But it doesn't work that way.
You still
have to respect them, because had the roles were reversed, he would want the same thing. Even though he may claim that he don't really care, but he care, because the minute
he does, I noticed that, like, he tried to put on this, like, this look, oh, he don't care what people say, but he does.
Because it's something, like, if that passion hit him hard enough, and it's about the topic that he loves, and it, you know, it hit him the right way, this nigga gonna start crying. Because that's him. That's what he do. But you can't, you know, you have to, like, pay the respects to people the same way that you do anybody else. But that part specifically was, like, the main thing that stood out outside of this whole Kendrick thing. Because as much as I wanted him and Kendrick to, like, have this friendly competition going back and forth, I did feel like at the time maybe things were taken a little personal, and it could be because of social media, but it just felt like, you know, it did get,
I definitely think it is because of social media, because they kept on creating this narrative that this one is just that one is just that one, this one. And I think I did read where, you know, Big Sean was saying he even had to call his people to find out what was going on when he released the song. So when you look at it that way, it's because he's also feeding into what people are saying. When they're saying, oh, he's being dissed, he's like, oh, let me find out if it's true. Then he's calling to find out. So it's like both of them are seeing and hearing what everyone is saying. And then even though they're like, I'm not going to let it get to me.
That's what, but it is getting same to me thing. Because you're kind of getting into Sean, it. Whatever, see the guy I did with Remy and and Nikki, she even called up there and told him, like, you starting stuff. Like, that we have no issue, you starting stuff. My thing is, during that whole time, Azealia Banks was messing with her. So it's like, I got Azealia Banks, then I got y'all over here telling me that Remy saying this, you know, in her stuff and blah, 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 and saying that I'm talking about her. Like, no, I'm not. That's not what happened. I have no problem with her. Like, what's the issue here?
Exactly.
And they made it big. They made it big. Then a lot of people are, oh, I see why Remy came at her, because this is crucial. That make love versus just, whew. I'm like, Kendrick Lamar said he loved it.
Yeah, but you know, it was. It's just like, they wanted to downplay it, because at that time, it didn't matter if Nicki would have done, you know, the artist versus in the world, they would have downplayed it, because at that time, they had an issue.
Mm-hmm.
But it definitely was. I feel like it hit enough. It hit hard enough to Remy was like, okay, I have to drop something, because this is the song. Mm-hmm. This is the one I'm responsible. Mm-hmm. So that's what it was.
Yeah. Yeah, she definitely went in on somebody.
Exactly.
I don't think it was Remy, but I definitely do think she went in on somebody. It's like, even a lot of things that she's saying is kind of like, what, she calling you a bum? You mad at her calling you a bum? She ain't eating, but I swear she got some bum. That's my man, like, dog. Like, you mad at that? Pay your rent and stay in your bum. She went in on somebody.
Yep.
Oh, you the queen eating up this here? Like, oh my God. I can see her feeling hit. I can see her feeling hit. Just to feel hit.
But she wanted that. She wanted that.
She did.
Just
she
so
did.
She could drop. That's stupid she either,
did.
But hey.
She came out with two songs that day. Nicki came out with two songs.
Mm-hmm.
That got released on the same day.
Yep.
That Make Love, and then that one with the Swallowverse. Yes, and she killed that.
Yep. Yeah.
Now that one, I can see she was talking about, I gave you 2 years, now your time's up. Bless her heart, she's throwing shots, but every line sucks. Like, yeah, she's talking about you on that, but they make love. I don't think she was talking about her.
Yeah, I don't think so. It was definitely somebody else, but like some of what she said could apply. So that's why Remy took it the same way, because she felt like some of what was said in that song applied to her. So even was directly at her, she knows that some of it applies to her, so she took it the way
But she took it hard.
Oh yeah.
You took that very, very hard. Like very, very hard, to the point where you just start spreading lies about this lady.
Yeah. Oh yeah. I could imagine her now when she heard that, and she was probably in the room, in the bedroom with Pap. I could imagine her turning to the Incredible Hulk and getting really mad and beating him up. Like, I know she didn't diss me. Beating him up. Like, he did something.
No, I think they already had that in the vault. I think that was already there. I think it was already there, because she dropped that fast. I think it was already there.
Mm-hmm. Yes, but you know what? Yeah, so that's what it was. It could have... And it also, Nikki, she probably already knew she had something. She was just trying to bait her to put it out.
Probably. Because I can tell, though. Like, I know you got something. You clearly, Remy was clearly talking about this woman throughout. When she first got out of jail, yeah, she was throwing shots.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so it was like, she's seeing all the subliminal shots. And she's like, okay, so I'm going to take a guess. This girl, she got something.
Yeah, and that's...
So then when she kept out, I'm going to keep doing this to bait you to drop what you dropped. Because you know what? She knows, this is why people don't think that, or people don't understand how strategic Nikki and her team really are. And they don't understand, like, how she moves. But it was clear she baited that girl to drop that song. And that song killed, her own song killed her. Mm-hmm.
But notice how when Remy dropped Sheetha, and this to even go back to the Twista topic with the, it's still similar, but she didn't have a team of writers, but she had one extra writer with her, and that was Pap. You could tell which part his pen went in, but why was nobody jumping on her case about it?
Exactly.
But y'all out here saying what Nikki did, what Safari said, what he said, or what Drake did, because Meek exposed him in tweets.
And because they're like, already high. They are, if you Meek. They already have that. They already have that. So because they have that and they're so high within their field, the way that they are, they're going to try to use anything to tear these people down.
Yep.
Anything you can get. They're going to try to use it to tear them down. Because that was my whole thing too. Like, it's clear that she had somebody else write for her, because when she came out with the second one, it sounded nothing like that.
Completely different.
Nothing like that. So it was like, everybody was like, oh, she shouldn't have even put the second one out.
Exactly.
So y'all knew that somebody else had something to do with the first one, but y'all didn't want to say anything. Mm-hmm. It was just the fact that she came at Nicki Minaj the way that she did.
Exactly.
And y'all were here for it.
That's how they do.
Right.
But if y'all, let's say if it was some type beef and it ended up happening, who y'all money was on, Kendrick or Big Sean?
I'd be 50-50 with that. I'm sorry.
I feel the same way. Just kind of, because you know what? Everyone's going to say Kendrick because they don't really hold
Big Sean
to the same.
Right.
But that man standard. Can get busy. I'm sorry.
And he is really good. He's a really good rapper, but they don't seem to, they look past.
They do.
It. So it's like,
they really do.
Yeah, they do that.
Yeah.
But I feel like in a fair battle, it would be 50-50.
Yeah, I'm kind of like in the middle with it as well. The only thing, me personally, because I love both of them, like, they my favorite outside of other people, you know, that I like rappers. They like my favorites. But the only thing I would say, if they were beefing and they was going at each other, I feel like Kendrick would like get one up on Big Sean, and that's
only how, because he's aggressive. He's more he's a little bit more aggressive when he's rapping versus Big Sean.
For me, that's not what I'm basing it off. I think my only issue with Big Sean, if they was to get in a rap battle, not the aggression, but the fact that sometimes when Big Sean, like, when he's doing his punchlines, it's like he overdo it to execute it, if that makes sense. Like, if you ever...
An example.
Like, okay, like, say for instance, I wish I had pulled this up earlier, then I could have, like, really explained what I'm saying. But, like, if you really listen to Big Sean, and the way that he rap is, you know, it's no issue with it. But when he says certain punchlines, or like you know that he's trying to land a punchline, it's like he kind of rushes himself to make sure he say everything that he need to say before that punchline lands. And when he do that, sometimes I feel like in a way it kind of overdoes it, you know, for the moment. And for me, I think that would be the only thing that could possibly take him out of running of that.
You're not the only person to say that. Personally, I don't really see it. I probably have to kind of like look out for it to notice it. So maybe when I start listening to music some more, I'm gonna look out for it and find out, you know, what is it exactly you mean. But you're not the first person to tell me that. I've heard someone else say that he kind of oversells to the point where it comes off kind of corny. And I've heard a couple people say that. I was just like,
if I run across,
but I never really paid much attention to it.
I'm gonna share it with y'all. But if I run across it, I'll do it. But I can't think of none off the top right now. But you know that was always a thing for me. And I felt like, you know, even if he was in a rap beef or whatever, I think that he would hold his own, like, perfectly. But he would just have to, like, work on the fact of trying not to over-execute his punchlines. Because that could, like,
yeah,
be
but I
his
feel
major
like, you
downfall.
Know, they get into a rap beef, I do feel like it's going to push Big Sean's pen even harder. Yep. Like that point, we're gonna see what he can really do.
I said my W to India. I'll tip those.
Hey. Yeah, I feel like it's really gonna push him. Like when he's having fun, it's just for fun. But when someone really pushes you to do your best, I feel like in that case, we'll be able to see exactly what he can do. As far as Kendrick, I feel like what Kendrick would have over him is more so on the visuals and the animation.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like that's when he brings that out. It's gonna be a whole different
but
story.
What's the name? Big Sean definitely does have like the quirky, like it's just his attitude. He has a very nonchalant attitude when he's rapping, and like I mess with that because it's just one of those like, yeah, okay, well look, this
exactly
do this. But he has like a it's kind of nonchalant to me, and I like that. But I do like how Kendrick is too. Like he can get down to get down, and then he can get a little aggressive, and then you know. He can get into his cartoon, as I feel like him and Nicki need to get on the track.
They really do. I would like to hear like all those different, you know, animation stuff. I'd like to hear it all play out.
Man,
being on the same song,
that would be crazy.
And then got a music video too.
Because the song that really made me like really become a Kendrick Lamar fan was "Cartoons and Cereal."
Yeah,
that is my like. You don't understand, like. Y'all don't understand. Like, I bump that every day. Back to back.
Yeah.
And then just the
whoever
he had singing that in the beginning that was talking, the little computer or whatever that was, I know that whole thing. I know everything.
Yep. That's crazy. But y'all had anything else y'all wanted to speak on from the interview?
Nah, but just I like the fact that he spoke on Janine Akio and basically told Joe Budden he needs to stop talking stuff because that's why you blocked.
Yeah.
That's why she blocked you. He did a thing on her and said that all her music is the same and he sees no growth and blah, blah, blah. But you got to understand, that's just her lane.
Exactly.
She doesn't have to, you know, she does good for what she does. Like, I don't see how y'all can expect more from somebody like that.
And that's her brand. And people enjoy
that's what I'm saying. Yeah, that's what I'm saying. How can you expect something different from somebody like that who's been doing this for a long time? So, like, just don't listen to it. And if you're tired of hearing the same thing, don't listen to it. Because I get different vibes. And the different vibes I get are good vibes.
Exactly.
Like, she really calms you down. She really, like, makes you sit, you know what I'm saying, and just vibe. So,
yep.
He needs to leave her alone.
I agree. I definitely agree. And I think that he kind of, like her, too, but he want to see her grow. But, I mean...
More growth. I'm sorry, but there's not much more that this woman can actually sit here and do. I'm sorry. Like, what else... She... I'm not saying that like, she can't expand, but to where? To what? You get what I'm saying? Like, for what she gives you, where else can she go?
Right.
Right. Like, if he would have just said he would like to hear her expand with different things and just try something different, I get that. But it's like, I agree with what y'all saying.
And I mean, she has. I mean, she did the song with Omarion and them. What was the name of that song?
What I'm supposed to do.
Yeah, that song.
But he gotta eat the bully like groceries.
I think it was supposed to be. Whatever the name of that song.
Now then come close to me. Yeah.
But, you know, she can expand if she wants to. I mean, but right now, she's in the lane where
she has the capability, you know, too. She can.
But no,
R&B wise.
Yeah. Yeah, she got it. She just, like, it's just if she chooses to.
But she's gonna have to do more. That's the problem. I feel like she's comfortable where she's at because if she decides to do more and do R&B, then that means she's gonna have to do extra.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like, you now you're gonna have to look a certain way or be a certain, you know what I'm saying? You're gonna have to switch it up a little bit, which I don't think she wanna do that. And I wouldn't either. I don't have time.
Yeah, I agree.
This is my inner peace. Skip y'all. I have my inner peace.
Yo. But
offer up. Why can't I find you?
But that's all we had on this topic, and we'll be right back with our next topic. So our next topic. First of all, let's just make this one thing clear. Will be a segment that me, myself, and Erica normally do separately. It's together.
Mm-hmm. So first time ever.
Nigga, you thought.
That's the first a combo. Time ever.
Just so y'all know, it's a combo.
Yes, it is.
It's a combo, and it's called Nigga. Erica, where you at?
Huh?
When I say nigga, you say yours, and then I'm going to
say
thought.
What is mine?
So this is a one-time special.
What is it? I forgot.
Oh my God, the B word.
Huh?
I know the B word.
Oh, I can't say that. I can't say that right now.
Oh.
I'm so serious.
Well, y'all get it. First of all, why were we whispering? That's one thing. And two, just know that this segment is together. So, let me give y'all a rundown of all the current
drum events. Roll, please.
That's a drummer?
Well, what was you going to do then, Rich?
I would at least hit the counter or something. It sounded like he was... I
kind of figured that was going to happen anyway. So, I wasn't mad at it. I knew it was coming.
Okay. Okay, so for everybody who's been active on social media, I'm pretty sure they heard, but all of the current events that's been going on involving Meek Mill. Let's start with Quentin Miller. So he did this two-part video where he was speaking on the anniversary of, if you're reading this, It's Too Late with Drake, and how everybody was pretty much expressing their happiness of the project and everything that was going on at the time. And he was saying how it couldn't, you know, he couldn't express it the same way that everybody else was because it was such a dark time for him. And that was because someone by the name of Meek Mandela.
That's exactly what he is. Exactly.
This man basically just tarnished this man's whole image. Just because Drake didn't retweet his album. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And Quentin pretty much went downhill ever since then. When I felt like he could have been like this well-respected rapper by now. Or at least be in hip-hop conversations. And of course, Meek screwed that up. Then we had 50 Cent on the other hand, who was doing interviews. And he was on The Breakfast Club. And he spoke about the fact that when Drake and Meek did they beef or whatever and they was going back and forth, he wanted to punch Meek Mill in the face because he couldn't figure out why, what was Meek's logic behind the whole situation. So
he also decided, wait, but then 50 Cent also went on another show, I can't think of the name of it, because I guess French Montana and Meek Mill before had said that 50 Cent was a snitch. And 50 Cent was like, do you see my name on any documents? Do you see my name on anything?
Right.
I'm the snitch, but on the outside world, it's like I'm the one that's in here, you know, going in on y'all. I'm the bad person.
Right.
Y'all make me look, I'm the bully though, but I'm a snitch at the same time. He said it doesn't make sense. Okay, but go ahead. And I love 50 Cent, by the way. Go ahead.
So, basically, Meek Mill felt the way, and he feels as though he's such this inspirational person now. He decides to take to Twitter, and I read as follows. It's not a coincidence that all these people bringing up my name at once. I've been moving too right and certain people not feeling it because most of these guys can't get in the room. I've been outside for years in the field. Then he also said that, to add on to that, he said, now I'm helping changing laws now and freeing people. Then he also tweeted like maybe a couple of hours later, now it's cool to hate in public. So, of course, everybody knows that those two tweets were definitely directed to 50 and Quentin. They were, like, the only two people who pretty much, like, spoke on him in public. And, of course, previous weeks before, him and Nicki, but at the end of the day, that situation is dead. But the most recent ones, 50 and Quentin. So, how y'all felt about the whole blow-up? Well, not blow-up, but that's...
With the Quentin Miller situation, I do personally feel like Meek Mill messed up that man's life. Like, you sat there and accused this man of doing something for somebody, and you wanted him to do the same thing for you, but he said no. So you went, allegedly, you got this man beat up. I would come at you too all sideways, you know what I'm saying? Like, don't get me wrong, like, his Meek story is something that's good or should be able to sell easy, but because he's on Twitter all the time and the stunts that he pull outside of Twitter, you know what I'm saying, and stuff that he posts and everything, that's what makes it hard for me in particular to believe this good, you know, bad guy that's going good, you know what I'm saying, I'm trying to make a change type stuff. It's times when Meek Mill has sat there and posted videos of him giving a homeless man money and he's recording it, telling this man that he has to do something, right, to do push-ups for money. What type of person is that? Why did another post I just seen, he told his son to eat some bugs for $1,000.
Yeah, but like, I did see where he said something about they were at the candy store or something like that.
Whatever. My thing is, if that's wrong, that's wrong. Skip, scratch that one out. Let's go back to the other one. But my thing is, like, you can't be out here, you know, saying, oh, I'm freeing people, I'm doing this, but low-key, you're still being that same particular person that we've seen that you are. You've gotten a few people jumped.
Right.
For things because how you felt. Mm-hmm. But then you have a problem that someone is saying something about you in interviews, but at the same time, you sat there and talked about whoever else and done whatever else that you've done. The only reason why you're in these rooms is because of Jay-Z. Let's be real. Let's keep it a buck.
And he barely in the room. He's standing up at the door.
That's like, it. You can stand on the side of this man all that you want to, but at the same time, it's like, yeah, it's a good look for you. Okay, cool. But just because it's a good look doesn't mean that you're a changed man. You're not. You constantly do the same things that you do. And it's just funny to me how you just all of a sudden now start owning this woman and this child. Right. Because beforehand, you weren't doing that. But now, you got a baby on the way, and it's your girl. That should be a problem because she been on the side of you for the longest.
And he deleted the tweet. You forgot that.
Oh, he did. Which tweet he deleted?
Yeah, he deleted that one. The one where he finally said it. He deleted it.
Oh, he did. See, this is the type of stuff that we're talking about. But then my thing with her is she shouldn't feel no type of way because she's been on the right side of him the whole time. Every relationship that he's basically been through, she's been sitting there. She's been on the sideline waiting.
Right.
So that shows you something right there. But then I do feel like with the 50 Cent thing, like, okay, they asked him a question. He's not going to come at 50 any type of way, I'll tell you that much. You definitely ain't going to say nothing crazy to 50. 50 has whole New York on you. Don't do that. Do not.
Exactly.
And he cool, and he cool with Nikki now, and her husband now. Stop. Meek Mandela don't want these problems. Stay in your lane. Stay in your lane. Stay over there in Philly. We good.
Yeah, I just think that with that whole Quentin situation, he was kind of corny for that.
Kind of.
Like, this whole man. Well, he was corny. Like,
he still is. What are you talking about?
Yeah, because, like, how... First of all, you putting out music, and you want Drake to retweet your album because he was on the album, and then you come at him and then want to expose him about having assistance with whatever songs that was on the album, and then now all of a sudden you back cool with this nigga chopping it up and quitting over here struggling trying to want to be heard in music.
You can't get that in the industry. This man sitting here asking people, he said, labels, please take a chance on me, like producers, whatever, take a chance. These people don't even want to work with him because of the bitter taste that Meek has put in these people's mouths with this man.
Exactly.
He pretty much ruined a person's career for something that person had nothing to do with. He just ruined his career. He destroyed him.
And don't think nothing of it. His was dirty looking self is sleeping at night.
It goes the same way with whatever you do comes back to you. So I feel like at some point you want what you did to him, and you can fix this situation. You can literally get this man a job or something. Like fix what you did. You could. But he's not gonna want to do it.
Mm-mm. And I don't see why hip hop isn't holding this man accountable for that. I don't, because, you know what I'm saying? Like, I don't understand why they are making it a big issue. You know what I'm saying? With the fact that, okay, you basically lied on this man.
Right.
You basically lied on him.
I feel as though hip hop would have got on him if he was Drake.
Mm-hmm.
If Drake was in Meek Mill's position, I feel as though
it would be a problem.
Yeah, it would be a big problem.
But that's what they do. But they hold certain people because of their stature within the community. They hold these certain people to a certain level. And I feel like in that case, you need to hold everybody there. You can't sit here and be like, oh, well, this is what we expect from this person. No, why do you just expect this from this person? Especially within hip-hop.
Exactly.
What's wrong with wanting more from this person? So the fact that then don't nobody stand up with him getting people jumped up. That's okay. that's the part of being a boss. Getting people jumped. As much as they come at Russ for him, you know, having his crew with him, and he's actually fighting these people or having his crew beat up these people, y'all calling him all types of stuff, but y'all ain't saying the same thing for me.
Mm-hmm. And even in similarity, you got DaBaby doing what he do, and everybody be talking about, well, he can't be doing this, or blah, blah, blah.
I was one of them people. I definitely was one of them people.
But you not the same person who's saying it's okay what Meek is doing.
I'm not.
But this is the similarity.
I don't think it's okay what Meek doing.
Exactly. But see, people excusing that because they feel as though he's this god now.
How?
Just because he's in Jay-Z's shadow, they feel as though he's this god.
If I was
he's
Rick Ross, I'd be mad.
I would be too.
If I was Rick Ross, I'd be over there looking like, oh, okay. But my thing is, Rick Ross been around these men too. You don't see Rick Ross at these lunches or anything either.
Mm-hmm.
You don't see him. My thing is, a lot of these industry people who aren't around have already been around that stuff.
Yep.
And the ones now are just not, just as Meek said in his tweet, he's just now, he's been looking on the outside trying to get in. Now that he finally in, he feel like he's something.
Mm-hmm.
No, this man is making a profit off of you. He's making money off of you. So you feel like you something because he's able to sit here and make some money off of you. And try to turn your image around and make you some more money, but he's making more money than you making.
Basically. And I just want Meek Mill to understand that, in all honesty, I don't think people really check for him the way they think they do.
They don't. They do not. I'm sorry. They don't.
Like,
I feel like NBA YoungBoy got more of a fan base than he does.
And I don't even listen to him.
At all. But that man showed is racking up on them YouTube video views and all this stuff like that versus Meek. Meek was never that. I think people just like, they like Meek to a certain extent. You know what I'm saying? Like, yeah, he's like another Cardi if you ask me, as far as like when you're on the track and how, you know, rowdy and loud you can get. Okay. You know what I'm saying? Like, you serve a certain track, a certain purpose, which is cool. But other than that, sit down. Do what you do.
Yep.
Do exactly.
And like, even like what Nicki said, because see, Meek isn't as versatile as people think that he is. So when it comes I don't think nobody does, but I'm just saying that his fans probably think that, but you know, I was just saying that as a general statement.
I would need a fan to please explain to me
But see, like how Nicki said that time, when she was in that interview, for me, his whole image and style, he should stick with doing hype songs instead of like slow,
honestly,
and love type
songs. Honestly.
And that's because he's not versatile. But I feel as though
she tried.
Let's say if Wale was in Meek's position, I feel like he would be more respected versus Meek.
The only way I see it, but then again, I don't, is because Wale right now is having a difficult time with who he want to be. You know, it's like he know who he want to be with their music, but the only music of his that would actually pop is the ones that, like, you know, the twerking type music. If you think about it, like, honestly, like, he got some good music, don't get me wrong, but, you know, his poetry, the way that he goes about it, I love it. But the more up-tempo songs that Wale do are the songs that actually, like, pop more.
Yeah. But what I'm saying, though, with Wale, you notice, okay, his more hype songs, them the songs that pop. But people also love the poetry side of things.
I don't think people love that, because that's why I kind of felt like he was having a difficult time when it was, you know, time for that. Like, he's just getting back now. But he's even said it himself that he kind of, like, was fighting through that because people didn't really want to hear that. He wanted to put out the poetry stuff more than he wanted to put out the other stuff. That's why I'm kind of, that's basically what I'm saying. You know, like, that's why I don't feel like he'll be more respected, but I do feel like slightly more than Meek will be. But I do get what you're saying. But
and see, that's a gender thing as well, because of course the male is not gonna like it, because this man, like, sort of professing his love through poetry. So men not gonna gravitate to that, but the women love it. And then you have him in a different light where, okay, he can make a trap song with somebody or hop on a trap song with somebody, and niggas like it. So that right there alone, his versatility is bigger than what Meek could even possess. Mm-hmm. So that's what I'm saying, like, on a more respected side when it comes to, like, hip-hop. Had he been that type style, like, okay, I'm gonna just do trap for a minute, and then he dabbled in the poetry thing. Like, he shows that he has that versatility. But Meek don't. And
he trying to.
Yeah, exactly. He trying. But he can't really execute it. And that's why I feel like, you know, he does and says a lot, and he don't have that power or should even be in the position to tell somebody, hey, well, you got a ghostwriter or you had somebody helping you on this track. Nigga, clearly it's been shown that, nigga, you got smoked. Because Back to Back been playing everywhere in the clubs and everything. You had to sit down and listen to it.
He even said that when he went to dinner with Nicki, Jay-Z, and Beyonce, I think he said that a Jay-Z played Back to Back and was laughing at him.
I would too. Because that song, every single time I hear that song, I be laughing.
And they do consider that a top 5 diss.
Yeah.
Mm.
They do consider that as a top 5 diss, and that was the thing which I understood where 50 Cent came from. Now you got this man in your territory.
Exactly.
And you didn't do what?
You didn't respond.
You didn't do what? For what?
You went. You used Twitter fingers instead.
For what? Why not respond? You met the same as of Nikki, the one that made you, you know, tweet the man. So exactly. Why didn't you respond? Did she tell you not to respond to that either? In that case, she didn't ruin your image then. Exactly. Like, she didn't mess you up. Are you okay over there?
Yeah. So, Rich, how you feel about it? You ain't said not one word.
Deadly nothing.
No, I'm just listening. I mean, I felt the same way y'all felt. That he's an idiot.
Agreed.
I'm just going to say that. He's just stupid. And then what I don't understand, like people like him, you can tell from their behavior when someone accuses them of something, whether the accusations are real or not. And his behavior when Nikki came out, she was saying he was abusive. You can see it within the way he responds and the way he handles certain situations. You can see it.
Right.
The whole thing with him and Drake. I don't think Nikki really played. I felt like if anything, Nikki was trying to say, hey, calm down. This is not something to take serious. It's like, you know, let it fly. I felt like she was trying to, if anything, diffuse the situation. Mm-hmm. I don't think she would have tried to, you know, turn on Drake and tell Meek stuff about him behind his back. I don't think
she did. She didn't do that. She definitely tried to, like, stay neutral in it. And she actually did pick a side. She went with her man at the time, which, why not? I ain't gonna sit here and break up with my man, you know, over a rap beef, even though I'm cool with both of y'all. I'm with him at the time. I can't mm-hmm. do nothing else. You know what I'm saying? Like,
And then look how it ended. They're both friends now. So imagine she would have, you know, got involved into it, and then look how it ended.
But they tried to say that she did when she was on her tour, and she was just like, you know, don't no dude rap my raps, like my stuff too explicit. Like, y'all can't even think of the stuff that I come up with. They like, oh, look, he didn't get in her head. No, I don't think it's him getting in her head. I think it's just one of them, like, well, let me tell y'all right now, nobody write mine.
but see, even then, but if they think about it though, really, they bent that whole narrative.
Yeah.
Because that was around the same time Safari made his claims. Mm-hmm. Right. So why not?
But who? When did anyone say that Drake was right for Nikki to begin with?
No, didn't nobody say that. But she went on her, as this stuff was happening with me saying what he said about Drake. Remember, he was on tour with Nikki.
Nikki World right. Tour.
He was on that tour. Right. So one night at her tour, she basically was like, don't nobody write my raps for me. You know what I'm saying? My stuff too explicit. Like, y'all too dumb to even, like, grasp the stuff that I write. So what makes you think somebody else write it? So people were basically saying, like, oh, me got in her head.
Mm-hmm. Trying to make it seem right. Like she was coming at Drake.
Exactly.
But really, the claims that Safari made was around that same time.
Exactly.
So she just pretty much said what she said about his claims.
Like, ain't nobody write my stuff. They like, oh, he's getting in her head now. I'm just like, no, I don't think that man is getting in that lady head. I don't think she finna. My thing is, she probably didn't even know nothing about no Quentin Miller. I don't think they were that close for him to sit here and tell her, yeah, I got somebody writing for me. Mm-hmm. That go against Young Money in general, if you think about it. Because that's all Wayne did, was write his own stuff, or not even write, just spit.
Mm-hmm. Niggas be wildin'. But I feel as though at the end of the day, all in all, Meek should apologize to this man. But I know he's not, because his pride in the way. So he's going to let him sit where he at and just be done with it. Because if he wanted to apologize, he would have been done it by now. But this tweet that he made just further confirms that he can care less what's going on with him. He feel as though he's in this better place. So I just feel like,
but you are fraud. You got in this better place for you. They don't understand. Fraud.
You know, your better place can become a worse place overnight.
And that's exactly what it's going to be for him. Like, you got there by you being a fraud. You were being a whole fraud. You got beat in the rap thing. You went back to jail because of some dirt bikes. Oh, yeah, she did it. The judge did you wrong. Nikki basically said that, you know, it was good that he was in jail. No, what she said was the first time that she went and spoke on that man's behalf, the judge did whatever she asked that judge to do. Mm-hmm. So she's not going to speak bad upon her. No, exactly. But she also said, no, what else is there for her to say? I'm not going to speak about that situation. Oh, we know what the judge did. Yeah, with me speaking, I know what the judge did. I don't care what you talking about. Whatever else you saying, that's on you to talk about it. But what I asked this woman to do, she did what I asked her to do. But other than that, that's on you. You continue to do that stuff. And then everybody happy that he got out of jail. Yeah, the judge was bogus. Okay, she was being bogus. Cool. But you were steady doing stuff, though. Don't make it seem like you weren't doing nothing. It was to the point you was out of the country. You couldn't even be out of the country.
Right.
So I just feel like he was doing things. And with him doing the things he was doing, yeah, the judge probably, like, you know, was doing too much at that time. Cool. Whatever. But to make it seem like that woman ain't never did nothing for him. And who would you even have Wale even sit there and said that she spoke to the president on his behalf and everything of that nature. Don't make it seem like, you know, if she didn't do anything. I feel like if she wouldn't have done that, that man would have been in jail at that time and probably still in jail.
Mm-hmm. So she did her duty while she was beside the turtle face on side. But I think as for Quentin Miller, I think he should just kind of like just rebrand. And I feel as though being that everybody notices that Meek was in the wrong with that situation, I feel like this would be a perfect time for Quentin to just drop a song, whether he put it on SoundCloud, Audiomack, whatever. He should drop a song and just be spitting. And continue to do that. Eventually, somebody is gonna like grab him up. Even though him and Drake, you know, they kind of like went their separate ways and they okay with that. But I feel like this is his moment to rebrand and kind of either capitalize off of the fact that, hey, these people are calling me Drake's ghostwriter. So I'm gonna continue to do what I do and make a name outside of that name. Until I get bigger, or
you know, that would actually be something he should do. I feel like he should really take advantage of the situation as it is, because I mean, they took more so, but they did take advantage of the situation when it came to, you know, him. So now it's time for him to take it back. I feel like if he was to take advantage of that, of the current situation, now drop some music. You know, if you want to go into a little battle rap mode, however you want to do it, call him out, do something, you know, just kind of really change,
like, claim your spot.
What people think of you.
Exactly.
So I feel like he has to do something, but he can't just keep on sitting there. I understand what happened, but he just can't just sit there and keep on saying, oh, Meek Mill, you know, he put him out there, he did this, he did that. Yes,
no,
I
but the thing about it, what else do y'all want this man to do if this man can't sit there and he's saying that record labels and whoever, everybody within the music industry, don't nobody want to work with this man because of that?
I feel like it can change. It's a possibility that can change.
Or
I feel like, yeah, he has to own it at this point.
Yeah. Or he could just go the independent route. I mean, I know it could be hard, but at least make an effort. And I don't know his situation.
Right. He probably back to working how he was working before. He said he was working a few jobs and doing this and doing that, and he had it, and then next year, you know, it just got blown away by somebody else. And it's kind of like, I mean...
But and then again, like how Rich said, use this situation and try to like come up off of it. I mean, like, it's already written in black and white that this man helped Drake on these songs. So people are already aware of what his work is. Then when the speculations came out and Meek exposed Drake, he did his song.
Alert. Iconic actress, Good Time star, and Emmy winner Jeanette Dubois died at 74.
Which one that is?
The neighbor. Yeah, the neighbor. Yeah.
Oh, Lord. My chest.
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
My good sister went to the Lord. Now I got to watch Good Times.
Yeah. Just horrible.
It's like, this is why I don't even like going online and reading stuff. I'm tired of seeing that. Every time I go, I see someone died. I'm just... Well, so y'all just gonna stay silent like that?
Oh, I was having my moment of silence.
Exactly.
Oh,
you okay? All right, hold up.
Let's hold up. Let's restart.
Nah, dude. Let's restart. I'm straight.
Let's go back in time.
No,
I can't go back. Nah, I done had my moment. Walona, she was a good character.
So basically, Meek Mill is a fraud. His knees are like praying mantis knees. I can't stand this man. He gets on my nerves. He did Quentin Miller wrong. He should apologize, but I think Quentin should just diss him. What you think, Erica?
I think him dissing him. All he gonna do is go straight to Twitter. So it's like, do we really want this man to waste his energy on Meek Mills, who's not gonna respond?
Exactly.
So it feels like he's just so above everybody now that he's on this positive route and he shouldn't do that, you know, shouldn't diss anybody when you're dissing people talking about what you got. Crazy.
Exactly. Via Twitter with his dumb self. I really can't stand him.
Yeah, no. Let the street people tell him he the truth.
Exactly.
And to think at one point I liked his music.
Like certain songs.
Yeah, like no.
Welcome to my house party.
He just had a couple
of songs. Welcome to my house party. That's it.
And that's it.
They ain't gonna tell the truth that his best song was when he had Nicki.
Yeah.
For another episode,
I didn't even like him on them. Cause I never.
She always out raps him, so I don't.
She kind of outraps everybody.
She does. She definitely does. Yeah,
so at that point, I mean, it's not like he cannot.
Me just studying my style on it. Come up deep.
Oh, I'm sorry.
That's a rough ride. EVE. And I want easy 3.
She's always like that. She always unwrap everyone she's on. It's just a couple of cases. Like, I felt like that song she did with Eminem on her album, I felt like she could have came, like, she had a great verse. It was a solid verse. But I felt like she could have came a little bit harder in that song.
Closing. That was all we had on that topic about Meek Mill and his knobby knees. Erica, could you give us a closing?
Thank you guys so much for tuning in with us. We will talk to you guys soon. Thank you. Peace out.
Peace.